Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 446. Visible, translated text is as follows. Dollar for the watchman and stuck an extra dollar in my envelope E, and that made $3.75. I don't remember how many beers I drank that day. Yes, I told Mr. Scott I got up at 9 o'clock that morning. That wasn't true. I ate breakfast about 7. Yes, I told Mr. Black I ate at 9:30. That wasn't true. I left my house between 7 and 7:30. I told Mr. Scott I left somewhere between 10 and 10:30. No, that wasn't true. I got to Peter Street about 25 minutes to 8. I don't know how long I stayed there. Some things in my affidavit that I made that are true. Yes, there are some things in my last affidavit that are true. I was arrested on the 1st of May. I sent for Mr. Black to come down when I made my first statement on May 13th. Yes, I denied I had been to the factory in that statement. I made that statement in the detective's office. Mr. Black and Mr. Scott were present. They didn't question 2 or 3 hours. I did some writing before then, before that statement was made. Yes, I know I did some writing before May 13th. I did some writing in Chief's office that Sunday. I told Black I bought whiskey on Peters Street at about 10:30. I told them I paid 40 cents for it. I don't remember telling them that I bought the whiskey at 11 o'clock. Yes, I told them I then went into the Button Saloon after I went to Early's for the whiskey. Some of it I told them was the truth and some of it wasn't. They asked me if I was lying and I held my head down. I held back some of the truth, and when they asked me if that was the truth, I hung my head down. I didn't want to give the man away, but I wanted to tell some and let him see what I was going to do and see if he wasn't going to stick to his promise as he had said. I told them I went into Button Saloon and saw some Negroes at tables shooting dice and I won 90 cents and bought a glass of beer. I told them that I went to 3 beer saloons.